Welcome back to the program. It is Wednesday. It is 7:10 in the a.m. Hey, Tom, would you do me a favor?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Would you run down the hall and get me the listener email bag?
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is that time of the morning where we help you, the valued listener, with your relationship and other problems. Thank you for letting us be a part of your very busy life. Daniel starts us off. Daniel's 40 years old, writes to us and says, gentlemen, I've worked at my company for about 5 years now. And a year or two ago, my boss friended me on Facebook. That's not good. That's not good. The other day, I noticed something odd. He has unfriended me. And I have no idea why he did it. I feel like this doesn't bode well for me. Is my boss going to fire me? Should I ask him why he unfriended me on Facebook? Of course, comes from Daniel. What do you think?
Yeah, first of all, what do you do if your boss asks you to be a friend on Facebook? How do you say no gracefully?
Well, see, you can deny a friend request. You don't have to do it face-to-face. You can just click on ignore
well,
or whatever.
I understand, but when that happens...
Yeah.
Then the other person knows it.
Well, you gotta be a man. You gotta go and say, listen, work is work, social is social.
All right.
I like you in the workplace, but I don't want anything to do with you. I don't want you in my private life. Daniel, here's the thing. If he's unfriended you, that means he doesn't want you to see what he's doing.
You think?
Which means basically, he's getting ready to fire you. You're done.
You might now, wait a minute.
Go ahead and start filing for unemployment. Oh, it does. He's done. He's out of there. He's like a bad habit. He's gone. I don't know what that means, but I think unfriending is a good idea. Business is business. Personal is personal. And if you accept him as a friend on Facebook, he now can troll through your site, through your page. And if you're doing something that maybe the company doesn't like to do, you're caught.
If you're doing something, you know, that is questionable and you're posting it on Facebook, you deserve whatever happens. If you're stupid enough to post it, you're an idiot.
The next letter comes to us from Natalie. Natalie's 24 years old, and she goes, guys, whenever I'm at the gym, I see guys who wear shirts with the sleeves cut off. Yeah, okay. It seems like they're showing off, but quite a few of them have flabby, unattractive arms. Which, to me, defeats the purpose. It also seems like they're getting more sweat on the machines. Why do guys think it's attractive to wear cutoff shirts? Are they showing off, or does it somehow make working out easier? Natalie, if you actually worked out when you went to the gym, you would know the answer to this question. It's easier to work out. You don't want things binding you and causing you to be, restricted when you're working out.
Is that the reason? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
they wear sleeveless shirts and cut sleeves for the same reason that women wear belly shirts to the gym. They like to show off what they got.
Show off the guns, huh?
Mm.
If they're outside of the gym, I would go along with that. You know, if you are wearing a sleeveless muscle shirt outside of the gym, go ahead, get in your IROC Z, douse yourself with Jacquard, wear the mullet and the big gold chains, and enjoy your day. But if that's not you, guys should not. Listen, there's a couple things guys should never do. A, guys should never wear sandals. Men do not wear sandals. Men.
And especially with socks.
Men do not wear sandals. Ever. Ever.
Wait a minute. There's tons of men that wear sandals.
If you're going to the beach, that's fine. But the only time you should be wearing sandals as a man, if you are in the Roman Legion going to defend... You know, against the Greeks or the whatever they're coming
wear,
over.
I don't wear sandals because I think they're uncomfortable, but yep. I see
you
got tons
those big
of people
old
wearing
gnarly
sandals.
Gnarly hobbit feet.
All right.
The hair coming out and that weird yellow toenail that kind of hangs over the edge.
Here's one for you that they should never do either. I was at the Brewer game Sunday. large gentlemen should never wear tank tops and do the jump around. There's nothing quite like a guy in a tight tank top who's weighing 350 to 400 pounds doing jump around.
Nice. That's true. So there it is. Natalie, chill. If it's at the gym, he's probably using it because it's more comfortable to work out. Like I said, if you actually worked out, you would know that. Let's go to Leanne now. Leanne is 30. Leanne says, I've been going out with my new boyfriend for a couple months, and I've stayed at his apartment a few times. Well, Leanne, that's nice. Anyway, obviously, I have to use the bathroom at his place, obviously, from time to time, and I notice something disgusting. He does not have any hand soap at his sink ever. He has soap in the shower and on his kitchen sink, however, but he doesn't have any soap in his bathroom. Is he not washing his hands after taking care of business?
Well, you know the old line, if you take care of business right, you don't spill. You shouldn't have to wash your hands. Go to the kitchen. If there's soap there, wash your hands in the kitchen.
There's soap in the shower. You just reach in, you grab a little bit of the soap from the shower, and you take care of business. Why? Why do we always have to have this fancy schmancy crap everywhere?
Well, it doesn't have to be fancy soap. You can just get regular soap.
Yeah.
Except for the little bar that's shriveled up into a little sliver. You don't want that either with hair attached to it and things.
See, this is what she doesn't understand. This is how men do things. This is the proper way of doing it. You have the shower bar of soap.
Yeah.
You use it until it becomes that little disgusting, slimy sliver.
Uh-huh.
Right? Then you get a new bar of soap. You put the new bar in the shower. You take the sliver and you put it on the bathroom sink. That's your sink soap right there. So
that's kind of grotesque, isn't it?
No, it's not grotesque. Why?
You've been using that sliver to do various things, and now you're putting it out for people to wash their hands with?
No. You see, again, you don't understand how it's done. You use one side of the soap for your face, you flip the bar over, and you wash.
Lord, you're just making this stuff up as you go along here.
What? No, that's how it's done.
Yeah.
What? All right, there it is. I believe we have now properly answered all the questions could. What, you think we'd? No, we've done a great job. I think we've served mankind and humanity as best we could. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, if you want us to answer your question, send them to seth.mila@wsau.com.
I was with my wife for 8 years before I asked her to marry me. I lived with her for 5. Now, when you've been with somebody 8 years before you ask them to marry you, it takes a little momentum out of the engagement. You know what I mean? Here's how I think I proposed. I just got down on one knee and I said, you want to break up or? And I really thought, this is stupid, I really thought a couple things. When I got engaged, there are two things that happen when you get engaged. You get all excited to give her the ring and, you know, it's real emotional and you give it to her and she cries. And a second later, you're like, damn, I could have had a car, you know? But you got to let that go. But I really thought that when I got engaged, I thought that when I put that ring on her finger that it would buy me a little time. This is not true. As soon as the ring goes on, it's like a switch. Rooms are being rented, bakers are called, there are musicians involved, and it's out of your hands, man. You might as well be on a dock waving goodbye to a boat. See ya! Yeah, I'll get the tux. I'll see you at the place. And if you think you're going to have the wedding you want to have and your family's involved, forget it. We thought we were going to get married on a mountain at sunset in Arizona. Her mother put the kibosh on that plan with one sentence. Esther can't make it up the hill. There's always an Esther, and she's not going up the hill.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.